Hi, this is Tracy Watson, and welcome to the Laughing Mother Project, where we laugh at the days to come. Welcome back to the Laughing Mother Project podcast, ladies. I hope you've been enjoying all these special stories that we've been listening to in the podcasts that have gone before this one. I think that one of my most favorite things about Jesus is that he is the all-time best storyteller, don't you think? I just think that Jesus knew how to tell stories when he walked on the earth, and he is still telling stories. I mean, all these testimonies are just testimony to the fact that when you walk, when you give your life to Jesus and you walk with Jesus, he is just threading the most beautiful, holy threads of love and bravery and overwhelming victories into every single one of our life stories. For the benefit of new listeners, my name is Tracy Watson and I'm a South African by birth. I married Doug Watson. He was a professional cricket player and now he's a professional cricket coach. We have two teen children, Grace and Luke, and this has sometimes meant that we move around for Doug to take up coaching contracts in different places. And we are presently in the beautiful land of the long white cloud, New Zealand, in Auckland. And, you know, one of the challenges of moving around is that sometimes you find yourself in a place of everything being exciting and like a whole new adventure. And even if the people are really kind and welcoming, it's a very weird thing because you don't have any history with anybody there yet. And, you know, that can be a little bit, especially if the time zones are different, because you could just like keep contact with your friends and family where you come from, in your from your land of birth. But in this situation, I'm often sleeping when my fam are awake and vice versa. But what is becoming so apparent to me is that we aren't really limited by geographical boundaries anymore. Social media has in many ways got a lot of bad rap, but for me personally, I have found that it's such an avenue to make friendships with people who share the same blood as us because of the blood of Jesus. You know, that we're part of the, we're citizens of the kingdom of God. We share Father God as our Heavenly Father. And it just helps us be more connected to people all over the planet because we share Jesus. And I'm so excited to introduce to you today's guest, Megan. I came across Megan on Instagram because I saw her beautiful Bible journaling, and I got so excited and got in contact with her, and she's kindly agreed to come on the podcast and share all about her Bible journaling journey. So she's one of my friends, and I just want to welcome you, Megan. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your story with us today.
Hi, Tracy. I am so excited to be talking with you today. Hi, everyone. My name is Megan, and I am talking with you all from the States, the United States. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I am a stay-at-home mom and a wife to my husband, John. We have been married for almost 10 years now. We have two children, ages 6 and 4. My oldest, his name is Eli, and my youngest, her name is Emma. And I am so excited to be talking with you today.
Yay! This is super cool. Like I said earlier, we have loving Jesus in common. So you're so far away and I've never met you face to face, Megan. But we both love Jesus. We're both in the family of God. So you're my sister now in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is going to be so cool. But I just want to know, how did you come to know Jesus? How did he become part of your life? How did you give your life to him? Will you share that with us, please?
That is such a great question. Actually, I really love that question. I've been a Christian my whole life. I grew up in a Christian home. I went to Sunday school. I went to youth group. I went to Christian camp. I went to a Christian college as well. And I've grown up in the church. Jesus has been in the center of my life for as long as I can remember. My parents are Christians. My whole family, I mean, Jesus has been such a big part of my life for so long. But what I really love about this question is that although Jesus has been in the center of my life since I can remember, I really feel like my relationship with Christ and has really just blossomed and has grown. And I feel like it's the strongest that it has ever been. Even though I have known Jesus since I was a little girl, I really feel like my relationship with him has been the strongest that it has ever been, actually this year.
Thank you, Megan. I can't wait that as the interview unfolds, we're going to hear more about your beautiful relationship that you have with the Lord. And I just think that something that just was so beautiful for me was that I was looking through some of the Instagram suggestions, and I came across your Instagram page, and it's just so inspiring and obvious that you've got an incredibly special and unique relationship with Jesus. And you can see that through your Bible journaling, which is what we're going to talk about to you next. But before you do, I want to tell you why I love you so much. And that is because, you know, sometimes when I've moved into a new home or moved somewhere to take up a contract, we haven't always been able to bring our furniture and our special belongings with us. And I started writing scriptures or just drawing things on the walls of our home and wherever we've lived. And I just love it. I kind of think that it's beautiful, holy graffiti. And so when I saw your Bible journaling, I mean, you just have such a talent at, you're artistically gifted. You do have an ability to draw. There's no doubt about that. But something in me, in my heart, just leapt because it was like, you're speaking my language, girlfriend. And so I just want to encourage anybody listening to go and check out Megan's Instagram page. I'll put it on later and you can just see what I'm talking about. But Megan, you know, not everybody feels like they're that artistic. And some of us don't even know what Bible journaling is. So would you explain to us how you got into it and just what it does for you and why you do it? And if anybody can do it.
I'm so excited about this question. I love Bible journaling so much. I really do. I have such a passion for it. And oh goodness, it has just been such a big part of where my relationship with Christ is today. I know I touched on that a little bit in the last question that you asked me about how, you know, I've grown up in a Christian home my whole life, but really this past year, I feel like my relationship with God has really been the strongest that it's been for such a long time. And I really do believe that Bible journaling has played a big part in that. You know, something that I've struggled with for a long time, and especially in these past couple years, is that life has been really hard and life has been really scary and life has been really dark. And I feel like that's something that we can all relate to. I know that everybody struggles. Everybody goes through situations that are hard and scary and unknown and dark. And for me, when I was going through that, I got scared. And instead of running towards God, I ran away from God for so long. And just to kind of touch on that, you know, 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And for anybody that doesn't know what that is, it's an autoimmune disease and it affects the brain. It's a neurological disease. And being diagnosed with that completely turned my life upside down, and it was terrifying. And with multiple sclerosis, it is one of those diseases where, you know, sitting in a doctor's office when you're being handed this diagnosis, they are not able to tell you, you know, how it's going to affect you, when it's going to affect you, what is going to be affected with this disease. And I have, you know, I've battled a lot since being diagnosed with that disease. And there was even a point where, you know, I lost, my left leg became so weak that I needed the support of a cane to be able to walk. And I have struggled with numbness and not being able to feel certain parts of my body and not being able to hold myself up and not being able, to walk without the support of a cane. And I have gone up and down, over these past couple years with this disease. And the scary thing is that, you know, this is something that I will be battling my whole life. And, you know, with MS, it can affect many parts of your body. It can affect, like I said, it can affect your weakness, your strength. It can affect walking, your mobility, your speaking, your memory, your sight. So much can be affected with this disease. And I have experienced a small part of that, and it's terrifying and it scared me. And so I ran from God. I did. I ran and I hid and I was angry. And there were so many emotions that I was struggling with and working through for so long. And my first instinct for so long was to blame God and was to run and hide. And there came a point, especially while working through and grieving and processing this disease, I struggled a lot with depression and anxiety, as you know, and running away from God and isolating myself from others and closing myself up from God and from friends and from family. I was in a dark place, and I struggled with depression and I struggled with anxiety. And earlier this year, I broke. I had a breakdown, and I crumbled. I fell hard. And, you know, after I broke, I realized that, running away from God is not the answer. And so this year I've really been working towards, running towards God instead of away from Him. And doing that has just, like I said, I feel like my relationship with Christ is the strongest that it has been for so long. And Bible journaling really does play a big part in that. And, you know, like I said before too, you know, we've been given this Bible. And in this Bible, in this Word of God, there is so much promise. There is so much truth within these pages. And it's so easy for us, especially as Christians, that when we go through things, sometimes your first thought can be, why God, and blaming God and wanting to just yell and scream. And trust me, I think that that's perfectly healthy and that's perfectly okay to do. But, and He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to yell and to scream and just open up our hearts and just let Him know how we're feeling. But He doesn't want us to close off from Him. And I struggled with that for so long, where I closed off and I didn't open up and let Him know how I was feeling. And now, especially this year, what I have tried to do and what I'm working towards right now, especially within my Bible journaling and just my mental health journey in general, is that is not closing off and opening up my heart and opening up my emotions, and just instead of letting it pile up, just opening up and opening up my heart. And, you know, Jesus tells us so many times He is going to fight for us. He is there for us. He is never going to leave us. You know, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Trust me. I will fight for you. You just need to be still. And there's so much promise and truth in the Bible that reminds us of these promises. And in doing Bible journaling, it has really helped me to be able to remember these certain verses and remember these certain passages that are full of so much promise and so much truth, that I have been able to use these journal entries that I have done. And in times of need where I might be struggling with an anxiety or struggling with a panic attack or a setback or just really an off day, I can go back to my Bible, or I can remember the picture that I drew and remember what I was feeling in that moment when I read that verse, when I read that passage, and just, you know, use that verse, use that passage to remind myself that, you know, it's okay. It's okay that I'm feeling this way. But God tells us, and He reminds us in the Bible of this passage, you know, right here, you know, do not be afraid. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. I'm here. I'm going to fight for you. I love you. I'm not going to leave you. And, you know, within all these Bible verses that I have journaled really over this past year, that's one of my favorite things. And as I do these Bible journal entries, as I draw what's on my heart when I read them, I love being able to go back and use that and pull that and use that in my own life. I think my favorite Bible journal entry actually is Isaiah 41:10. And what I did for that one is I drew Wonder Woman. And that verse says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you." And I drew Wonder Woman. And, you know, and I wrote, "And there be a warrior and not a worrier." And that verse and that picture has helped me in so many times, especially those times that are dark and scary. And I'm able to go back to that verse. I'm able to picture that Bible journal entry, and just it helps me in that moment. So again, in times that are hard, in times that are scary, with Bible journaling, it has helped me be able to run towards God, to open up His Word, to read His truths and read His promises, and just write or draw or paint whatever is on my heart at that moment. And it has helped me in so many ways to be able to continue to draw to Him and want to go to Him and not run away from Him.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You know, I'm listening to your story, Megan, and you know, I want to say, oh my word, I'm so sorry that you've had this horrible diagnosis and that you've had to walk this dark journey and everything that's been painful and hard. But I just can't help but actually focusing on the supernatural power that radiates and emanates from your voice as you just talk about how Jesus has exchanged a supernatural strength to you. I mean, it's so cool that you spoke about Wonder Woman there, because I really feel that it's like, I know that it must be hard, and I can fully get why you would close yourself off, but I'm so thankful that you've begun to open yourself up to allowing Jesus into those dark places, because there's so many of us listening that have just been so encouraged by that right now. I'm sure I could get an amen from a whole lot of people that are listening. Because we all do that, don't we? We kind of get all adult about it, and we all want to be in control and process and get our stuff together and work through the anger and unforgiveness, instead of realizing we are a child of God and He loves us, and He gets into the mess and the tantrums, and He just helps us, and He wants to help us. It's His joy to help us. And you know, my favorite drawing that you did was of the lion. I just have this beautiful, deep affection for the Lion of Judah. Those of you who've listened to my podcast called "It's He Sets the Table for Us" or for me would know that there was a time in my life that I began to just, every time I prayed, I began to experience sort of daydream, open vision, prophetic encounters of the Lion of Judah. And so that picture just ministered to me in such an incredible way. So I'm so grateful that you drew that. And that's the power I'm talking about, you know, that there's such power in those drawings that are ministering to other people who look at them. And, you know, I think that's another key, is that our imagination should be committed to the Lord. There's things that He wants to give us and impart to us through our imagination. Faith is believing what we don't see. And so we can take scriptures and make them come alive through Bible journaling, and we can just see what we're putting our faith into. We can take God at His word, draw the pictures, and begin to see Him coming through for us and fighting for us, like you said, Megan. Thanks so much for sharing that. I'm just thinking that some people who are listening might be like, oh yes, because she's gifted, she can draw. But for me, I can just draw stick figures. And I'd love you to speak into that. Can you encourage people who are thinking those kind of thoughts?
So you would actually not believe the amount of people that have reached out to me that have been like, I've seen your Bible journal entries. I love it, but I just feel like I can't do it because I feel like I can't draw and I don't have any type of artistic abilities. And the thing that I have to say about that, and what I tell everybody that has reached out to me and has said this thing, and believe me, I feel like I get a lot of people, and people that get scared really when it comes to Bible journaling, because they feel like they have to be able to draw or they have to have some type of artistic ability. And the way that I like to compare it is that, you know, think about worship. And I will be the first to tell you that I am not a singer, not even close. I will belt my heart out in the shower, and in my mind, I am, you know, I am the best singer out there. But in all reality, I know that I am completely tone deaf. And when it comes to church, I'm sure there are times I have, you know, been singing and raising my hands high and belting out a chorus, and the person next to me might be thinking, oh my goodness, she is really tone deaf. But you know, when it just like worship is that, you know, God doesn't, he's not up there listening to our singing thinking, you know, oh my goodness, you know, she cannot sing. He does not look at it that way. The way that he looks at it is that he knows our heart, and he knows that as I'm sitting there with my hands held high and singing my heart out, that my heart is all about praising God, no matter what I might sound like. And when it comes to Bible journaling, I feel like it's a lot in the same way, and that it's not a competition. God is not going to look at your drawing and be like, nope, that is not artistic style. Like, I do not approve. He looks at our heart. And what I love about Bible journaling is that it really is, in a way, a sense of worship, and that there is no wrong way to do it. And you can draw, you can paint, you can write, whatever is on your heart. There really are so many people that do Bible journaling that do it in many different ways. I've seen people that write prayers. I've seen people that have just written notes. I've seen people that have drawn. I've seen people that have painted. For me, you know, I draw and I paint really what's on my heart. And, you know, growing up, actually, my mom, she Bible journaled, but the way that she did it was not drawing and it was not painting. It was writing. And her Bible to this day is full of so many prayers and full of so many notes. And there have been times where she's opened up her Bible and she showed me the things that she's written, where she's gone to a verse and she's written a note, and sure, she's written a prayer, and she's been able to go back to that prayer or that note and remember what was on her heart when she wrote that. And you know, I grew up watching my mom do that. So, you know, in a sense, I feel like I've kind of grown up with Bible journaling kind of in my family, because whether my mom knows it or not, you know, Bible journaling is what she's done for as long as I can remember. But for me, when it comes to Bible journaling, I like to draw and I like to paint. And so if you're a mom, or if you're, you know, anybody listening to this and you're like, you know, I really would like to get into Bible journaling, but I can't draw or I can't paint, please don't let that scare you away from Bible journaling in any way, because it doesn't matter. It's whatever is on your heart. It's whatever you're feeling when you're reading that verse, when you're reading that passion, whatever is on your heart. Just draw that or write that, whether it be a note or a prayer, or whether you just want to draw a little stick figure. And if that's what's on your heart, then do it. And that, you know, that is all that God cares about. He looks at our heart and he sees what is on our heart. And, you know, and I really just feel like it's kind of become almost like a diary for me, between me and God. And I love being able to go back and look at the drawings that I have done and remember, you know, what was on my heart in that moment when I drew that picture, much like my mom, being able to go back through her Bible and go through the verses and the passages and see what she's written in those moments, whether it be months ago or even years ago, and go back and read what she wrote and see what was on her heart at that moment. And that's what I love about Bible journaling, is that as much as it is a sense of worship, it also is just kind of a diary between you and God, and just opening up your heart and pouring out your heart, whether through words or whether through drawing.
You know, when you're sharing about that, I'm just thinking it's so freeing, because like we're moms, right? And when our children come home with pictures, we don't say to them, oh gosh, you know, this is not a Van Gogh painting. This is not a Renoir. This is not up to standard. Keep trying, my darling. And when you reach that standard, you can have a place on my fridge. I mean, we just get so excited that our children have drawn a picture, and we just celebrate it. And that, I think that our Heavenly Father is even more so. I mean, can you just picture his fridge in heaven and him just celebrating the beautiful work that you've done and that we can all do? What do we need to get started? How do we actually get into it? Do you give us some practical advice?
I love this question too, actually, mostly because I get this question a lot. When it comes to Bible journaling and what you'll need, you know, again, there is no wrong way to do Bible journaling. And that comes with the Bible that you would like to use. For people that want to use specific Bible journals, and yes, there are Bible journals out there specifically for Bible journaling, I always point people towards Inspire Bible. I love Inspire Bible. They're an amazing company. They are a branch off of Tyndale Bible. And they're amazing. And there are so many different options to choose from, which I love as well, because you can pick the one that you like. And I love them. So if you're wanting to start Bible journaling and you want a little bit more room in your Bible to be able to make notes or to draw pictures or whatever you want to do, there are Bible journals out there specifically for journaling. And I highly recommend Inspire Bible. It's what I use. I love them. I love their Bibles. But again, like I said, you can use anything that you would like. If you want to use the Bible that you've been using since you were 5 years old, you are more than welcome to use that. Again, there's no wrong way to do it. I use a color pencils and markers and watercolors and pencils and pens, and with whatever you choose to do with your Bible journaling is kind of an answer of what you'll need. And it can be, if you decide you just want to write, if you just want to write prayers, if you just want to write notes, then really all you'll need is a pen and a pencil and maybe an eraser. But if you want to draw, you know, I love having markers and I love having color pencils and paints and being able to have that option as well. So again, there's no wrong way to do it. But when it does come to Bible journaling and the Bible that you would like to use, there are Bible journals out there specifically for journaling. Or you can use the Bible that you've been using since you were a little girl. And there really is no wrong way when it comes to Bible journaling, just like there's no wrong way in what Bible you decide to use.
Oh my word, Megan, I just feel so inspired now to just go and get some stationery and start journaling. I'm sure all of you listening also feel the same way. And being mothers, I feel inspired to do this with my own children. I think it's going to bring the Bible to life. I'm a teacher as well. I teach Kiwi children. They're 8 turning 9 and 9 turning 10. I've got a composite class. And we have a subject called Kingdom Building. And because I'm at a great school, City Impact Church School. And so we get the opportunity to speak about Jesus and thread the Lord into every single one of our academic subjects. And so I'm definitely going to try and give this a shot in class because we learn a scripture a week and just see what the kids come up with. So this has been really inspiring for me, and I'm so thankful that you're sharing. Which makes me think, you've got your own two beautiful children. Now, what would you like your children to learn from your life? Can you share a little bit about that for us, please?
This is such a great and such an important question. And I really love this question. I know I've said that so many times with your questions, but you really have asked such awesome questions. And I have loved talking with you so much. So the answer to this question, actually, I feel like I need to circle back to my mom. Because, you know, with her, like I said, I grew up seeing my mom opening up the Bible every morning. And to this day, she still wakes up so early before anybody else wakes up. And she has a spot in the house. And she has her quiet time. And she spends her time in the Word. And I've always seen my mom open up the Bible and rent the Bible. And like I said, you know, with her and her Bible journaling, all the notes and all the prayers and everything that she's written in her Bible, I know I've seen her write those, and I've seen her to this day, like I had said before, she's shown me these things. And so I have, you know, I've grown up seeing my mom in the Bible, and that's what I strive to be able to do with my own kids. And, you know, in a lot when it comes to quiet time is, I know sometimes we feel like that, you know, we have to wake up before everybody wakes up, and we have to, you know, really be in a sense of quiet. But I think when it comes to being a mom, and I think everybody can relate to this, is that, you know, when you're a mom, quiet is very hard to come by. I mean, there are very rare times where I am in complete silence, especially when you have kids. But, you know, I actually think that that is a good thing. And again, like I said, and, you know, when it comes to the heart, is that Jesus looks at our heart. He doesn't look at the perfection of our singing when it comes to worship. He doesn't look at the perfection of whether we can draw or not when it comes to Bible journaling, just like he doesn't look at the perfection of being able to find a complete and quiet place when it comes to being able to spend time with him. And, you know, things that I've been trying to do when it comes to my Bible journaling, when it comes to my time in the Word and studying God's Word, is that there are sometimes I will literally sit at our kitchen table as my kids are running around and I'm doing my Bible journaling, or I'm in the Bible. And, you know, my kids see that, and they see that I'm in the Bible, and they know that I'm in the Word. And there have even been times where my son Eli, he has come up to me and he has asked me, you know, are you doing your Bible study? And I have been like, I am, you know, do you want to do it with me? And actually just last week, he was on fall break from school. And I went about my day normally like I would. I did my Bible study. And while Emma was at school, they are not on the same fall break schedule. We did Bible journaling together. And you know, I did a passage. I opened up my Bible and we did the Bible passage, Be Still. And he did it too. And just being able to show my kids that, you know, mommy she's running to God and she is running to her Bible. She's in the Word. And being able to have that and show that to my kids that there are going to be times when life is going to be hard. And, you know, and kind of touching back on my son Eli, you know, I've seen things with him when it comes to just, you know, being in school and being in first grade. And you know, first grade is hard, it is. And you know, he struggles with anxiety and he struggles with times that are scary to him. And I think sometimes, as you know, being a mom, you know, sometimes we forget that even though they're small, kids absorb so much. They're like little sponges. Even if you don't think they're listening, or even if you don't think that they see you, they do. They're listening and they see you and they absorb everything that they see you do. And, you know, with Eli and being able to see a little bit of anxiety that's kind of shown, you know, out of him, to me as a mom, I want to be able to show him that, you know, life, you know, it is hard. You're definitely going to go through things that are scary. You're definitely going to come into situations in your life that are unknown. But much like, you know, being able to, you know, work through this, I want them to be able to know that in those times that we come to, don't run from God, run towards God. And so, you know, with my Bible journaling, that's something that I've really been trying to show my kids. And I think it's important as moms and as Christians, you know, when it comes to quiet time, you know, don't feel like you have to hide away from your kids. Don't feel like you have to lock yourself in the closet just so you can have some peace and quiet to be able to spend time with God. And trust me, I do feel like that is important and that you do need that time and that peace and quiet. But you know what? If the kids are running around and screaming, you know, that's okay. Because, you know, as much as in those times where I felt like they're, you know, interfering with my time with God, actually they're absorbing and seeing what I'm doing. And they've actually put that into practice as well. And, you know, just like I said, with my mom, I've grown up seeing my mom in the Word, you know, and she did wake up early, but there have been times where, you know, I've woken up and I've come downstairs and I've seen her in the Word. And, you know, that's stuck with me my whole life. And my kids see that as well. And so the big thing I really want my kids to take away from my Bible journaling is just, you know, really what I'm learning and trying to put into practice myself when it comes to my own mental health and my anxiety and depression is that, you know, life is hard. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're struggling. Life is hard. And don't run from God. Run towards God. And if I can show my kids that, if I can show my kids that we need to run to Jesus and that he is there and he is always there. You know, that's something I'm striving to do. So, you know, yeah, I definitely just, my main thing when it comes to my kids, is just showing them that I love them, Jesus loves them, and, you know, be in the Word, run to God, run to the Bible, and let him fight for you. And yeah, I love that. I love that question so much.
Wow, what a great answer. Your answer, Megan, reminds me of that saying, generations and nations. What an amazing gift of a mom that you have. I mean, she shared with you and lived out the message of going to the Bible, starting her day every day with Jesus, communicating with him, and you've followed that and you're role modeling it. And so there's a generational blessing that's going on there. But then also to the nations, I just felt that, I don't know where you are and what you think about prophetic words and prophetic encounters, but I've just so loved this interview, and I cannot help but think of the fact that although you have felt a journey physically, you know, with weaknesses and different things that are happening, I really feel that like you have reached out with your arms, your spiritual arms, and given some listeners such a hug. You've deposited a great strength in their hearts with your message. And I feel as well that like your feet haven't physically come to New Zealand, but you have. Your message has come to New Zealand. And not only New Zealand, this podcast is still very small, but I just really feel that there are great stories, and it's for the one, you know, Jesus goes after the one, but you've reached New Zealand with those legs of yours, spiritually, and your arms, and most of all, your heart, because I think that you have a beautiful, amazing heart, because Jesus has got your heart. You sold out for him, and I just want to pray over you that you experience divine healing over your, from your head, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that you experience the divine healing of the Lord. But as he does his work, and I love the way that you're trusting him to fight the battles for you, I pray that he would enlarge your influence and give you a voice that reaches many more nations and many more generations through your Bible journaling and whatever Jesus wants to do with your life. Megan, I just love having had the opportunity to chat to you and get to know you. And I don't want it to end there. If there's ever anything in the Bible that you feel that you want to draw a picture of or share with us, I'd love to have you on again. Because I don't want this to be once-off things. I want relationship to be built through this. And you are such a blessing. May God bless your children. And I just pray that, that our friendship carries on and that we get to know each other. Maybe we'll get to visit each other one day. That'll be so cool. Okay, thank you, Megan.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I have enjoyed talking with you so much. I love that you are in New Zealand and I am in the United States, and how we are able to have this conversation and just talk about Jesus and talk about our love for the Bible. And I have had so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my heart and allowing me to talk about something that I have such a love and passion for. So thank you so much. And I love you. I know I've never met you, but I really do. So thank you again. Thank you so much. Bye.
Friends, the Bible really is a very precious love letter from the one who has made us. And you know, I just always find that when I've read the Bible, I just have such a settling in my soul. It's definitely like the word washes over us. And so this is such an incredible way to bring the Bible to life and to actually have a communication, like a dialogue, because we can receive from the Word of God and then we can begin to make something back for Jesus in what we journal. And I think it is an amazing thing for our children to watch us do, and to also bring them in to learning the Bible. I just want to end off with a prayer that, Father God, I just thank you that you are in your word. And Jesus, I just thank you that your word is powerful. It is so powerful. It is like a double-edged sword, cutting to the dividing of bone and marrow. And in Jesus' name, I pray that you would give each one of us listening a deep love for your word, and that your love letters would find their way into the post boxes of our hearts today and every day that we come to encounter you in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I'll see you on the next podcast in a couple of days' time. Thank you for joining. Have a great day.